لغني دیکھتے تھے من کیپین کے اے ٹی ایس ایل ای ای این اور برسارو بی ای آر ٹی ایس سین آن 21st of January with concerns of having redness, injected conjunctiva and lot of swelling around both the eyes and they have been tearing a lot along with some discomfort and discharge. He's been complaining of sinus congestion, cough and feeling fatigued and lethargic with sinus drainage. Complete review of system was done by his medical history medication reviewed. On examination, he seems to be very sick. His vitals are stable. Head is normal, profile. Both the eyes are consistent with the injected conjunctiva discharge and the eyes. It's sticky discharge with erythema and swelling around the eyelids. Nasal mucosa and throat is erythematous. No thyromegaly, no carotid weed. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No waste, no bronchi, no crackles. Good event. Serious sinus to audible. Regular numbness, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, non tender. Pulsions are positive. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Pulse is palpable. Warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal without any rash, no neurological deficit. Assessment and plan number one. Conjunctivitis, number two, sinusitis, cough. Number three is hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number four is abnormal mammogram in the past. The patient is following with the surgeon. At this point, I'm going to start on Ocuflox eye drops and zithromax along with Teflon pearls. The patient will get a complete physical blood work. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. Next patient is Bobby B O B B I E O R E A U M E. Seen on 21st of January after almost 2 years for a follow up. She's here with her son. She's a very non compliant patient. She doesn't like to go to visit a doctor and she's very non-compliant with her medications and blood work. She's doing fine. She has been losing weight. No acute problems. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history medications reviewed on examination. She's alert, oriented, a little bit anxious. Her blood pressure is slightly elevated, 140 by 80. Weight is 230 pounds. Head is normal cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose and throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid breathe. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi, no crackles, good event, serious sinus to audible, regular numbers, no GVD. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, pulsions are positive, no, he was not able to feel vessel because of the obesity, no lumbar tenderness or severe tenderness, extremities. Mild edema positive with rough and dry skin. Then the condition of the nails is thick and brittle. She does have some good sensations. No neurological deficit. General condition of the skin is anyways rough and dry. Assessment and plan number one. Patient is here after almost around 2 years. She's getting a little bit memory problems with mild dementia. Number two is diabetes. Number three is fatigue, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number four is degenerative joint disease, arthritis, lower extremity swelling, knee pain. A detailed discussion was done with the son. She has been falling frequently and they need some help at home regarding nursing and physical therapy. After detailed discussion, I referred her to home health care to get nursing aid, some help in physical therapy and strengthening exercises for lower extremities to prevent frequent falling. This was explained to the patient and she was asked to be cooperative. Hemoglobin A1C was done on the patient. And she will continue using all her medications as usual. And the complete physical blood work was ordered as well on her, and a hemoglobin A1C was 6.3. She was emphasized on the importance of low carb, low fat, and low salt, a high fiber diet. She needs to start doing mild exercises. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction.